Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. It's week 17, the Fantasy Football Super Bowl. It's here. Listen, this podcast, this is the Starts of the Week podcast. I'm going to give five players that I am starting with full confidence tomorrow. I chose five because, well, or five players at each position, because I figure most of your lineup is going to be pretty much set in stone at this point if you're to the finals. But I wanted to bring up these players and mention that I am starting them with full confidence because a lot of them have been shaky or unpredictable. Before we jump into this, please, though, give yourselves a round of applause for making it this far into the fantasy football season. There were a lot of ups and downs, a lot of downs, especially. A few ups, but anyways, here we go. Let's jump straight into this and start things off with the quarterback position. The first quarterback that I am starting and profit-approved starting this week in the Super Bowl is Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, speaking of ups and downs, his season has been a roller coaster. He started off red hot, about as hot as you could start, 35 points, 33 points, and then things took a turn. He's been hurt, he's been banged up, and worst of all now, he doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins, a staple in this Cardinals offense. Dallas, it looks like a tough matchup, but I believe in Kyler Murray's talent and ability. In this matchup, a must win, I think Kyler Murray will produce a great fantasy game. He's too athletically gifted, too great of a passer to not have a good fantasy game. Push comes to shove, he's going to run, he's going to be throwing touchdowns. He's just going to have a good game. He's going to have to do what he has to do to win. And he hasn't been terrible or anything. Week 16, last week, 19 points. That's by no means bad against Indianapolis in a terrible game, if you watched it. I think this Dallas game will be very high scoring. I don't know who will win, but I think Kyler Murray's talent will shine through some of this offense's struggles, and Kyler Murray will produce a great fantasy game. And if you survive the injuries, you will be rewarded by a Kyler Murray kaboom week. Alrighty, moving on to the next quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was profit approved. He was my favorite quarterback this year based on where he was being drafted and the upside that he had with that rushing ability. He's had a very good season. He's the number six quarterback. He's had a few bad weeks, but mostly he's been very consistent, and he gets to finish things up against the Washington football team. Washington is having a laughably horrible stretch. They just lost to Dallas, gave up about 50 points. Listen, Washington football team, they are a disaster right now. They have no good offensive weapons, really, who are playing. I mean, Antonio Gibson's injured. He's out. Terry McLaurin is banged up. It's going to be a disastrous game for Washington, and Jalen Hurts could explode with 25 to 30 points in the fantasy football Super Bowl. So if you're somewhat concerned because Jalen Hurts, you're always worried he might get benched because he doesn't look good in real life, don't worry. This week, he's going to be a fantasy football Super Bowl winner for you. So start Jalen Hurts with full confidence. Up next, if you can start this guy in your Super Bowl, you've got guts. But Trey Lance, I do like Trey Lance this week. He's played in two games. He filled in the second half against Seattle in week four and had 20 points. And then against Arizona, he had 14 points. That doesn't sound prolific, but remember, this was a time when Arizona's defense was one of the best in the league. Arizona was red hot, and he only threw 192 yards and an interception, and he still had 14 points. That is the floor. That is the worst he will perform. He is going against the Houston Texans, a defense that has struggled a lot this whole season. The offense could be better than expected, meaning Trey Lance will have to put up points. In week four, when he played half the game, he rushed the ball seven times. He would have been on pace for about 14 rushes and 80 yards. In week five, 16 rushes for 89 yards. We will see Trey Lance take off running against a weak Houston defense. It will result in prolific fantasy points. So I like Trey Lance a lot. I would have him ranked as a top 8 quarterback this week, and I am starting him with full confidence. Up next, Russell Wilson. His season has been something that most people want to forget. He's the number 22 quarterback. He's been injured a lot. He came back, and even though he was healthy, he did not look quite right. Anyways, if you've been watching over the past few weeks, it does seem that he is throwing the ball more comfortably and more accurately. Week 15 against the Rams was a weird game, only 156 yards. I think that he will have a vintage Russell Wilson game against Detroit. He had a decent game against Chicago and a good game against Houston. I think against Detroit, another terrible defense, Russell Wilson can have a good fantasy day. Now, I'm not saying you start Russell Wilson over Josh Allen or any of these staple must-start quarterbacks, but if you don't have a staple must-start quarterback, Russell Wilson is someone that I think is a good play this week. He's only started in 59% league, so most people are very scared of Russell Wilson, but I'm telling you, I think he will have a good game this week in the fantasy football championships. The next player, well, a lot of people who start Matthew Stafford didn't make it to the next round. 5 points. 5 points in the semifinals. But one word. Here's one word. How he'll redeem himself. Baltimore. There it is. He gets to face Baltimore. Baltimore just gave up 525 yards to Joe Burrow. Baltimore, their defense is in shambles. Their secondary is a practice squad secondary. And Matthew Stafford will be trying not only to win, but to get Cooper Kupp to the record-breaking NFL season. He's got other weapons here. He's got Odell Beckham Jr., someone who I think is a very sneaky play this week. And I think Matthew Stafford will explode and somewhat redeem himself for his dismal performance last week. But I do think we will see 25-plus points from Matthew Stafford against this Baltimore defense who just got scorched by the Bengals. So those are my five quarterbacks that I am all in on this week and starting with full confidence. And now let's move on to the running backs. Number one is someone who has burned us all at least once. He struggles to keep his job. In fact, it wasn't his job until last week when he scored 16 points. Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones he's always been a pretty decent runner. He just will make one mistake and get benched for the next, year. Ronald Jones, though, he's going against the Jets. Here's why I love this so much. It's not just because the Jets' run defense is bad. It's because the Jets will not be able to compete at all with the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers will probably go up by 21 points. And for the rest of the game, Ronald Jones will just be running out the clock, running. We will see a minimum of 20 rush attempts for Ronald Jones, which could easily go for 120 yards against this Jets defense. But I think we'll see closer to 25 carries for Ronald Jones. Now, he might be so good that Keyshawn Vaughn ends up getting involved at the end of the game. If you're desperate and need a flex, I like Keyshawn Vaughn as well in this matchup. I just think the Buccaneers will run the ball a ton, especially with so many of their wide receivers dealing with injuries. Antonio Brown, he's a little banged up. I think that the Buccaneers will run like crazy against the Jets, and Ronald Jones will have a prolific fantasy football game. So I do like Ronald Jones this week, and he's profit approved this week. The next guy, who thought we would be talking about him in the fantasy football playoffs? It's Sony Michel. Sony Michel, he's doing pretty well. He's done well with his carries. 21 points against Jacksonville. 13 against Seattle, 20 against Minnesota. He's been averaging about 5 yards a carry. He's seeing a lot of volume against Minnesota, 27 carries. Against Arizona, 20. Against Jacksonville, 24. Even against Seattle, 18 carries. He's seeing a lot of volume on the ground. And like we talked about earlier, Baltimore's defense is wretched. It's pitiful. Sony Michel should be able to capitalize and have a very solid fantasy day. So I do like Sony Michel as an RB2. I think he'll see about 25 carries, and it'll probably go for over 130 yards. And cross your fingers for that touchdown. That's the only thing that's keeping the fantasy scores inconsistent is the touchdowns. But I think that the Rams will put up a lot of points against Baltimore, and there are high odds that Sony Michel finds his way into the end zone. He's got a nose for the end zone. Always has, even since his days at Georgia. All right. Up next is Damian Harris. Damian Harris has been a fantasy football... I don't even know what we'd call him. He hasn't been like scorched the earth great, but his ADP was 12th or 13th round, and he's a top 12 guy in standard leagues, number 18 in PPR. He's had some massive games. Against Buffalo last week, 28 points, three touchdowns. I think that if there's another game where he could get three touchdowns, it's this one against the Jacksonville Jaguars. One of the most discombobulated defenses and teams in the entire NFL. Jacksonville is completely a train wreck, a dumpster fire. And Damian Harris is heating up. He's heating up. And we know what happens when you take heat and throw it on a dumpster fire. The dumpster fire becomes bigger and bigger flames. That's what's going to happen to Damian Harris against Jacksonville. I really like him. I'm starting him as a top 12 guy this week against Jacksonville. There's just no way he doesn't produce a fantastic stat line. So Damian Harris, fully confident in him. The next guy is Rashad Penny. He has finally gotten his chance and he's finally staying healthy, but he's only started in 15% of leagues. I get it. He had an off game against the Rams, but so do a lot of people. But against Houston, 26 points. Against Chicago, 19. He's shown that in more favorable matchups, he can capitalize. And he gets the Detroit Lions, one of the most favorable matchups you can ask for. He's really the only running back left in Seattle. And I think that he will have about 20 fantasy points, which is unreal. 20 is so much better than 15% started. 15% start. I want to see that number up to 22% by tomorrow afternoon. So please start Rashad Penny. He's a very talented runner. He's just struggled to stay healthy, but coming into college, there was a lot of hype. Coming into the pros, he was supposed to be great. And we're finally seeing his ability. 8 yards a carry against Houston. 7 yards a carry against Chicago. Against Detroit, he could go for, 6 yards a carry on 25 carries. It could be a massive fantasy day for Rashad Penny. And Seattle, we all know it. They love running the ball on the goal line. All righty. And moving on to the final running back start of this week. It's Javonte Williams. Listen, Javonte Williams has the nice matchup against the Chargers. And he's coming off two down performances where he was supposed to do a lot better. I think he has a good game. I think that he and Melvin Gordon will have good games. He is questionable right now, but if he's playing, I am playing him. I don't think he'll sit out. That's not what it's looking like. Against the Chargers, he will probably split carries, but I think that he will be more involved in the passing game this week. And this Javonte Williams prediction is mostly gut feeling. I will say that. It's mostly a gut feeling that I think it's time for Javonte to have a big game. And I think the Chargers, they will struggle a little bit. We saw they have some weaknesses we saw against Houston. And I think Denver keeps this one close and they keep the running backs on the backfield because that's how Denver will win. They need to run the ball. And they can't run the ball if the Chargers are killing them. So I think they will desperately try to keep it close so they can keep Williams and Melvin Gordon on the field. I think it will result in a very nice day for Javonte Williams. 16 or so points. Alrighty, the final category, or second to final category. We have Tyreek the Freak Hill. Tyreek Hill is, I talked about it on TikTok, but Tyreek Hill has been very inconsistent this year. He has, I believe, 6 games with 12 or fewer points, which is not what you want from the number 5 PPR wide receiver. You want consistency. However, his ceiling is higher than anyone else's. 47 points week 4, 37 week 1. He has had so many massive games in his career. And against Cincinnati, I think that this could be a high scoring offensive shootout. And I think if that's the case, Tyreek Hill is going to see about 150 yards and at least one touchdown. He had 32 points against the Chargers, then the off week. I think he bounces back big. The only problem is if you have Tyreek Hill, you probably are not in the championship. You probably aren't. You probably didn't make it. Most leagues I'm in, the Tyreek Hill owner went out last week. But if you survive Tyreek Hill's three-point performance, you'll probably be very happy in week 17 because he could easily put up 35 points against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, the D is good, but it's not extraordinary. It's not going to lock down this Kansas City offense. And I think Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill go full scorched earth in an offensive shootout. All righty. Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, he's facing the Jets, and he's one of the very few wide receivers healthy in Tampa Bay. Healthy. He is questionable with the ankle injury. He re-aggravated it. I think he will play. He is a true game-time decision. If he plays, I am starting Antonio Brown because the upside is so high. Before he got injured, 31 points, 24 points. Even last week, when he re-aggravated things, he had 10 receptions for 101 yards for 20 points. And now he's going against the Jets, one of the worst defenses. And yes, most of the points will probably be in the first half, but I think Antonio Brown can easily score 20 points this week if he's playing. So starting Antonio Brown with full confidence. Up next at the wide receiver position is Jaylen Waddle. Jaylen Waddle has had a very, very nice rookie season, a great rookie season. He's currently a top 12 wide receiver in PPR leagues. He had 25 points against the Saints on Monday Night Football, and he's seeing a lot of volume recently. Listen to the past few weeks. 9 targets, 10 targets, 11 targets, 12 targets. That is what you want in a PPR league. So if you're in a PPR league, start Jaylen Waddle with full confidence. He's only starting in 39% of leagues. What are we doing out here? What are we doing out here? Why is Jaylen Waddle? Listen to the past fantasy performances. 20, 28, 18, 25. And you're starting him in 39% leagues. Come on, people. Get Jaylen Waddle into your lineup. Don't you want to win? Don't you want to win? I do. I'm starting Jaylen Waddle everywhere I've got him. Next up, we have two more. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a product of a ton of volume. A ton of volume and a little bit of garbage time. Past few weeks have been sensational for the rookie Amon-Ra. 24 points, 15 points, 23 points, 26 points. He has seen 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks with double-digit targets. There is no way that you can't put that in your lineup as we head into a game against Seattle, a defense that has struggled. You can't bench Amon-Ra St. Brown given what he's doing the past few weeks. Double-digit targets, there's no real reason why that will change. And Seattle is a game that they could keep close. So please, for the love of everything that is good in the world, get Amon-Ra St. Brown into your lineup. Why is he only rostered in 42% of leagues? Why? Please, people, please, pick up Amon-Ra and please start him. All righty. Devontae Smith is the final wide receiver that I really like this week that I'm seeing benched in a lot of leagues. Only starting 39% leagues, not great. He had 19 points against the Giants. I'm going to keep this one simple and short. I really like Devontae Smith this week because he's going against the Washington football team. Oh, and Jalen Reagor, the other wide receiver, absolutely sucks. So Devontae Smith is a player that is a great start this week. He should see about 18-plus fantasy points against Washington. And the fact that he's started in only 39% leagues, that should be at about 50 to 60% leagues. Because I've seen your teams. I get the DMs on Instagram. None of your teams are good enough to be benching Devontae Smith in that many leagues. Not that many of you. So please, if you have Devontae Smith and you don't have an insane flex, put Devontae Smith in there. Alrighty, before we continue with the rest of the show, I have three more things I want to talk about very quickly. I want to leave you all with my final Prize Picks selections of the fantasy season. I'll keep the Prize Picks selections going into the real playoffs. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm all about making money on football. I love doing my selections and watching the game. But there are several that I really, really, really love for this week. Here's one. rushing yards. They have projected Sony Michel 65 rushing yards. Didn't we talk about this? We already talked about this. We're taking the over on Sony Michel at 65 rushing yards. Alrighty, who's next? There's some receiving yards players that are way too low. How about this one? Tyreek Hill, 71 receiving yards against Cincinnati. We already talked about this. He's going for a 130. We're taking the over. Let's go to fantasy points and look at some of these quarterbacks. Because I am currently seeing... Oh, man. Jalen Hurts is at 18 points. That's just disrespectful. We're taking the over on Jalen Hurts. And Devontae Smith at 10.5, we are taking the over on that. And then the last player we are going to bet on, Jalen Waddle, is only projected 6 receptions. He's going over. He's going over. I'm very optimistic about these games. I am very confident in these plays. Sony Michel, 65.5 rush yards, over. Tyreek Hill, 71.5 receiving yards, over. Jalen Hurts, 18 fantasy points, over. Devontae Smith, 10.5 fantasy points, over. Jalen Waddle, six receptions, over. And to celebrate making it through a whole fantasy football season, we are going to bet $100. And if we get all of these selections right, we're walking away tomorrow not only with a fantasy football championship on our belt, but with $1,000 on Prize Picks that we can cash out for real money anytime we want. When you download Prize Picks, use that promo code PROFIT, because not only will they automatically match your initial deposit 100% up to $100, but you will automatically be entered to win this awesome Josh Allen rookie card. I'm giving it away tomorrow. Or no, Monday actually. Yeah, I'm giving it away on Monday. Josh Allen rookie card, Panini Select grade 9.5, goes for about $700 on eBay. Hey, let's say you hate the Bills, win this in the giveaway and then sell it to some Bills fan. So make sure you download Prize Picks. And without further ado, the last thing that we're going to talk about, these 3 deep start players, I'm not going to give any rationale to these. I'm just going to throw out these names and say I think they will have decent days, and we'll probably talk about on Monday. How did no one see this coming? Devin Singletary, Justin Fields, and Darnell Mooney. I think they are good in case of emergency plays this week. All righty, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Profit Podcast, and not just this episode, a whole season's worth. How many podcasts did we have this season? Let's pull up the stats. This is season 3 of the Profit Podcast. We have, let it load, give me 1 second. This is the 50th episode of the season. 50 episodes you all listen to. This podcast is thriving. We're doing better than ever, and it's all thanks to you. So thank you all so much for an absolutely incredible fantasy football season. This was so much fun. We talked a lot about different players, but at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts made this season worth it. But thank you all so much for everything you've done keeping this podcast afloat. 66,000 total plays. It's remarkable. Thank you all so much. And I will be back on Monday to discuss what happens tomorrow and what we're doing this offseason, because this offseason is going to be pretty cool. Thank you all for watching. Bye.